A warrior monk, said Jim, is someone who has the presence of the monk, the service and the dedication of the monk, and the absolute skill and precision of the warrior. He told his commanders this at the officers' club in Fort Knox in the spring of 1979. He had arrived there a few hours earlier, and had dragged in as many pot plants as he could find around the base. He arranged them into a circle, a pseudo-forest. In the center of the circle, he lit a single candle. When the commanders arrived, he said to them, "To begin the ceremony, gentlemen, we're going to do a mantra. Take a deep breath, and as you let it out, sound E." At this point, Jim told me, they laughed. A few of them chuckled, a little bit embarrassed. So I was able to say, "Excuse me, you've been given a set of instructions, and I expect them to be carried out at high level. See? Tapping right into the military mindset. Second time we did it, the place became unified." And then Jim began his speech. He said, "Gentlemen, it is a great honor to have you in this place of sanctuary, where we can mend our wounds and dream our dreams of better service. Together with all the other armies of the world, we will turn this place around, and a new civilization can be born that does not know boundary lines, but knows better how to live in the garden, and knows that we are one thought away from paradise." The commanders were not laughing anymore. In fact, Jim found some were almost in tears. Like Jim, they had been crushed by their experiences in Vietnam. Jim was speaking to four-star generals and major generals and brigadier generals and colonels, the top people, and he had them captivated. In fact, one colonel present, Mike Malone, was so moved that he leapt to his feet and yelled, "I am Mullet Man!" Noticing the perplexed expressions on the faces of his fellow military commanders, he elucidated, "I push the cause of the mullet because he is a low-class fish. He is simple. He is honest. He moves around in great formations and columns. He does damn near all the work. But he is also noble. He is like another noble thing I once loved, called soldier."